Om Adhyanati Madandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadam Tikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sudhaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Lalita Shivishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Rara Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pleasure that I come today to your great university. Here in the great city of Sofia, in the great country of Bulgaria. We are traveling all over the world to describe, everyone can sit, there's so many chairs. We are coming all over the world to describe the way of life, culture, and religion, the objects of philosophical research of the Vedas. There is one common factor that we all share. What is that one thing that we all share with each other? That is called life. I am living, and you are also living. At least it seems that we are all living. Of course, sometimes we may feel like we're dead also. But actually we are all living. So life is one thing that we all share together. So what is the object of philosophical research? The object of the actual object of philosophical research is how to get the most out of life. Just like when you go shopping to the grocery store, you want to get the most for your money. Isn't it? So similarly, we should get, when we live our life, we should see how we can get the most out of our life. So what is it that we are all looking for in our life? That's happiness, right? Is there anybody here who doesn't want to get happiness out of their life? If you don't want happiness out of your life, please raise your hand. Nobody raised their hand. I didn't see one of you raise your hand. Therefore, I can understand that every one of you would like happiness out of your life. Does anybody disagree with my philosophical conclusion? Everybody in this room wants to get happiness out of their life. So this is the object of philosophical research. How to get happiness out of your life. Now the good news is there's two states of living. There is natural life and there is unnatural life. The good news is that natural life is full of bliss. Natural life is healthy, is happy life. And unnatural life is unhappy life. So all we really have to do to tap into a life of unlimited happiness. Is learn how to be natural. The difficulty is in our modern day society. We are taught to be unnatural. Therefore, in spite of all of our attempts to be happy, in so many ways we are unhappy. So all we really have to do through philosophical research is to understand how to wake up and actually become happy. So I've come all the way from America. I'm traveling all around Europe. I have been to Germany, Finland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and now I have come to Bulgaria to share with you the secret of life. How to get happiness at every minute. Not just a little happiness, but unlimited happiness. That I will teach you how to attain. If you will listen carefully to my lecture tonight, I will teach each and every one of you how to achieve a state of unlimited happiness. If I told you that you had a treasure buried in your backyard worth 10 trillion euros, would that get you interested? How many of you could use having 10 trillion euros in your bank account? Would that get you interested if I could tell you how you could get 10 trillion euros tonight? Or not? Nah, who cares about 10 trillion euros? You know, I've got all the money I need, and I don't need 10 trillion euros. But what I'm going to offer you tonight, I'm going to teach you a technique. I'm going to teach you a method.
which will enable you to achieve a fortune which is more valuable than 10 trillion euros.
But
you can't sleep. You have to wake up and pay attention. If you sleep, you'll miss it. So everyone kindly wake up. Pay attention. Because I'm tonight going to give you the most valuable information you've ever been exposed to in your entire life. This is the actual purpose of philosophical research. Philosophy means to actually understand the difference between truth and untruth. The pursuit of truth is known as philosophy. So you may say, well, how can I ever figure out the truth? This philosopher says it's one thing. Another philosopher says it's another thing. This philosopher says it's this thing. There's hundreds of philosophers and they all say it's something different. So how do I actually find out what is that truth? Some people say, well, I really don't think there is an absolute truth because everyone just has their opinion and there is no absolute truth. But this is not a sound philosophical principle. If we cannot absolutely state that there is no absolute truth because that would be an absolute truth itself.
Самото твърдение, че няма абсолютна истина, е абсолютно твърдение.
She understood.
Тя знае.
So therefore, there must be an absolute truth because its negation is absurd.
Значи би трябвало да би следвало да има абсолютна истина, защото нейното отричане е абсурд.
In the ancient Vedic philosophy, it is stated.
Древната ведическа философия се казва.
Атато брахмаджигьяса. Now that you have achieved the human form, you must find out what is the absolute truth. See, this is the purpose of human existence. Everyone is meant to be a philosopher. Everyone is meant to find out what is that absolute truth. But the only thing, mostly they just teach us how to find money. Where is money, 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 money? Is it? We are not taught to seek out that absolute truth. But you know what? Money cannot buy you happiness. The richest people on this planet are miserable. So that money is okay, but you need it to pay your bills, but that will not make you happy. That's the point. It's only when you realize the absolute truth that you can actually be happy. So tonight I will teach you how to realize the absolute truth. The good news is you already have the absolute truth within you. Just as within a match, fire is already existing. And all you have to do is strike the match. And then the fire will come out from within the match. So the knowledge of the absolute truth is already present within your heart. You have that right now. That knowledge of the absolute truth is already present in your heart. It doesn't matter if you're a PhD or you're illiterate. It doesn't matter if you're a college professor or you're a ditch digger. You have the knowledge of the absolute truth within you. And if you would come in contact with a proper teacher who knows the science of that absolute truth,
then he can
teach you how to ignite that consciousness of the absolute that's there within you. So this is the philosophical research in the Vedas.
How
to find out that absolute truth within. Now just as with a match, how do we light the match? There has to be a striking surface, right? And that striking surface has to be dry, doesn't it? So, in the same way, there is a method of stimulating that absolute truth to become ignited. There is a striking surface. If you come in contact with that striking surface, it will stimulate the awakening of that divine consciousness within you. And this is the great contribution of the ancient philosophical texts known as the Vedas. Because they give that striking surface. This is called mantra. Mantra is a Sanskrit word. You've heard the word mantra? Yes, very good. This gentleman is familiar. Very good. You must be learned. That's very good. So mantra means, it is broken down in Sanskrit language, every syllable of the words have meaning. So man refers to the mind. And tra means deliver. So a mantra is a sound vibration which had, if you hear that sound vibration repeatedly, it will deliver your mind from all the untruth which is cluttering it right now. And once you clear away that untruth out of your mind, will your mind be blank? No. That absolute truth which was sitting within you, that then will become fully manifest. Just like recently, I was doing a lecture tour in Australia. And I went to a beautiful, beautiful community in the mountains. It's called New Govardhan. So in the morning, the valley was filled up with dense fog. But when that morning sun came up, it burned away all the fog. So right now, our hearts, our minds are clouded with the fog of untruth. And the brilliant sun, which drives away the fog, that is called mantra. So the great sages of ancient India, the great philosopher sages of ancient India,
И тези велики философи от древна Индия, те
They would use these mantras as a tool of philosophical discovery. To drive away the untruth that was clouding their hearts. There are many, many mantras. Just like at the beginning of my lecture tonight, I quoted many mantras for you. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. See, this is called mantra. Because I have come here tonight to deliver to you the absolute truth. I had to make sure that there was no untruth clouding my consciousness before I began the lecture. So to drive away the untruth which might be clouding my own consciousness, I first chanted mantras. The first mantra I chanted was Om Ajnana Timarandasya Sarva. The last mantra I chanted was, who remembers that one? That last mantra I chanted was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In English language we have a saying. I don't know if you have this saying in Bulgarian language. I will save the best for last. So, of all the mantras that are there in the Vedas, of which there are thousands and millions of mantras, I saved the best of the mantras for the last. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is called Maha Mantra, which means the great chanting for deliverance. By chanting any holy name of God or this Hare Krishna mantra, then one can clear all the untruth out of one's consciousness. One can then live a way of life which is completely free of anxiety, which is most highly cultured, and which captures the essence of the meaning, real meaning of religion. We have mistakenly turned religion into some basis of fighting with each other. But the real meaning of religion is to bring everyone together in a loving family. That is the real meaning of religion. Religion is actually one, to love God. Whether I call him Allah or Christ or Krishna or Jehovah, there is one religion, to love God. And by the power of chanting mantra, you can realize that one true religion of loving God. You will realize the highest truth, which separates reality from illusion for the welfare of all beings throughout the entire world. So, it is described in the flyer that we will look at both perceptions of reality, the Eastern and Western ones. But these relative visions of East and West are not on the absolute platform. On the absolute platform, there's no such thing as Eastern philosophy or Western philosophy. Just like people in the West get hungry, isn't it? You get hungry, don't you? Now, if somebody in the West gets hungry, or somebody in the East gets hungry, is there any difference? No. Hungry is hungry, whether you have an Eastern hungry or Western hungry. Hungry is hungry. So actually, true philosophy is neither Eastern nor Western. If there is a true philosophical concept, it is true in the West.
Ако има вярна философска идея, но тя е вярна и за Запада.
And it is also true in the East.
Също така и за Изток.
So I was thinking that some of you might have some questions.
И аз мислих, че някой от вас би могъл да има някакви въпроси.
If anyone has a question, I'll be happy to try to answer it for you.
Ако някой от вас има въпрос, ще съм щастлив да се опитам да отговоря.
I've given you the formula how you can achieve the supreme happiness.
Аз ви дадох формулата, посредством която може да
how you can enjoy life like anything at every minute.
Как можете да се наслаждавате на живота изцяло всяка минута?
By clearing all the untruth out of your consciousness.
Като почистите всички неистини от вашето съзнание.
Through chanting a mantra such as Hare Krishna mantra.
Чрез възпяването на мантра, такава като Хари Кришна.
You can also use the name of Christ as a mantra. Or a Muslim can use the name of Allah as a mantra. Any name of God can be used as a mantra to drive all the ignorance out of the heart. So does anyone have any questions? Not you. I want others. I heard that Bulgarians are very intelligent. Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
It's true, very good. So, intelligence means asking questions. So, do any of you intelligent Bulgarians have questions? Yes.
What do you think about the formula Eastern way of thinking and Western application?
The Eastern way of thinking and Western education?
Application.
Western application?
Eastern way of thinking and Western application.
The fact is that in the East, in India, the great Vedic philosophers, the great Vedic sages had a very deep realization of the Absolute Truth. And we here in the West can take advantage of that. If something is good, we can take it from any part of the world. Just like I am coming from America, but I have taken advantage of these teachings from the ancient sages in the Vedas. If something is good, why not take it from any part of the world? If I can get something better, just like I have an MP3 recorder which is recording this lecture. It is made in Korea. Korea is the East. So I think, well, I don't want anything that's Eastern. No, if something good is coming from the East, like an MP3 recorder, then I will take it. So, the science... So the science of mantra is coming from the East. So if it is very powerful and effective, then I can take it even though I am a Western person. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
He was speaking about that if the wisdom comes from the East and the modern technology comes from the West, and when they come together, they merge.
Yes. So technology, wisdom is from the East, and technology is from the West. This is a very nice question. This is a very intelligent question. I appreciate it very much. Thank you for that nice question. Okay. Now there's a very nice example given in this regard. Just imagine you have a blind man, can't see. And you have a lame man who can't walk, he's crippled. Now both of those men, they are handicapped. So they have some difficulty how to get things done in life. But if they come together as a team, you see, the crippled man, he has very good eyes. And the blind man, he has stout legs. So the crippled man will ride on the shoulder of the blind man. Then the two of them together can do very wonderful things. So here in the West, we are technologically strong, like the blind man with good legs. And in the East, they have very profound spiritual wisdom. But they are technologically backwards. So if we combine the wisdom of the East with the technology of the West, then we can make every single man, woman, and child on the face of this planet happy and free of scarcity.
И ние по този начин ще направим всеки човек, дете, въобще всички на този свят да бъдат без ни всякаква липса.
Every single family on this whole planet can be prosperous.
Всяко едно семейство по целия свят ще бъде
peaceful,
богато, щастливо
and happy.
И доволно.
So we want to do that. We want to combine the East and the West.
И това ние искаме да правим, да комбинираме Изток и Запад.
The lame man and the blind man have to work together. Next question.
What are you going to say about the fanaticism? Things tend always to be distorted in some way. So he wants to know about the fanaticism.
He's saying that many things are there are some fanaticism. So things go sometimes well with fanaticism.
Yeah, fanaticism means there's no philosophy.
Fanaticism is a challenge of philosophy.
Philosophy without religion is mental speculation and a religion without philosophy becomes fanaticism. So therefore, religion and philosophy have to be combined. You understand?
Много пъти се изкривява едно от друго, едно или друго учение. Думите винаги са лъжливи. Предстои много да разбираме за тях и понякога манипулацията се получава без да я разбираме.
He's saying that sometimes words tend to be distorted and people just think about
the words are
untrue and people not always understand them.
That's right. Yeah, today is this gentleman is pointing and making a very nice point. Thank you very much. In today's society, the leaders are oftentimes themselves in a state of ignorance.
They're in a mood of exploiting other people. And they use their positions to simply, you know, say things that are very misleading and are actually untrue. The whole world right now is actually suffering under such unenlightened leaders. So what is required is actually persons, a person or persons who actually who know what is the absolute truth. And who are free of any tendency to cheat others. They simply want to serve. You see, such a person is known as a bona fide spiritual master. This is what is required in the modern society. The society right now is like a chicken with its head cut off. We do not have the enlightened leaders right now in the world. And therefore, everywhere, people are unhappy and miserable. So what is required is the bona fide spiritual master. That person who knows things as they are, and who is a selfless servant of all living beings, who has no desire for material profit, adoration or distinction, but simply wants to do the highest welfare for all. That is what is needed in the modern day society. We require the bona fide spiritual master who can guide us out of chaos. Next question.
Вашето учение да се търси пътя към абсолютното
щастие.
Може ли да се направи паралел между вашата философия и епикурейството? И ако не може, бихте ли казали разликата каква е?
You said that in your philosophy the goal is the ultimate happiness. Can we make something like parallel between your philosophy and the philosophy of Epicurean philosophy?
What kind of philosophy?
Epicureans.
Epicureans? What is that happy period?
What is this
happy core philosophy? I don't know what is happy core.
You said about that it is needed a spiritual leader who will guide the humanity. Do you think that people are mature enough to accept such a leader?
Right now they're not. Requires education. That's why I'm traveling all over the world. To provide that education. Now, what we're teaching is not hedonism. The happiness that we are teaching is how to be happy by giving service to God and all living beings.
It's
the happiness of giving service. That's the happiness we are talking about. Not the happiness of Playboy magazine. So-called happiness. Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. каква е целта на живота, или щастието е състояние, което човек изпитва, когато постигне целта.
You said that the goal of life is to achieve happiness, but his question is, isn't it the happiness is just a mean by which we can achieve the real happiness, which is the goal itself?
What do you consider to be the ultimate goal?
Вам за чест ли скопче крайна цел? It is written in the Vedas.
Yes, the Vedic wisdom describes, actually Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita it is specifically stated, sarva dharman paritirja mam ekam shadanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshyishami ma shuchah. Lord Krishna says, give up all other duties and just fully surrender to me.
Бог Кришна казва, изостави всички други задължения, религии, просто ми се отдай.
There are so many guiding principles throughout the Vedas.
Има толкова много насоки в Ведите.
But they culminate in full surrender to Lord Krishna.
Тяхната кулминация е на пълното отдаване на Кришна.
Just like there are so many roads that lead into Sophia.
Като например има толкова много пътища, които водят към София.
So all the different Vedic instructions ultimately come to the point of Lord Krishna.
И крайна сметка всички ведически наставления водят до отдаване на Кришна.
Krishna says, Vedasya sarvairaham eva vedyo vedanta krit vedavid eva chanam.
Krishna казва това в Бхагавад Гита.
By all the Vedic wisdom, I am to be known and understood.
Всички веди аз съм познават, този който е познат и разбран.
So if we accept Vedic authority, then we have to understand Vedas are ultimately culminating in Krishna. Next question.
I want to know how exactly the words transform the mind.
All right. She wants to know how the power of mantra will transform your mind. That's a very nice question. Thank you very much. Just like the example I gave of the sun burning away the fog, the absolute truth is fully manifested in the form of the mantra. And you also have the absolute truth within you. But in between the mantra, which is your object of meditation, in between the mantra, which is your object of meditation, and your pure realized consciousness, is a huge quantity of fog. So the more you chant Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare, you go on chanting, it keeps burning away the fog, and gradually the absolute truth which is there within you becomes fully realized and manifest. If you want to really know how it works, I can tell you how to find out. Take up the chanting on a regular daily basis. At least 15 to 20 minutes every morning. And then you'll know how it works. If you want to know how the ice cream tastes, I may intellectually describe it to you. And you may get some idea. So if you really want to know how the ice cream tastes, take a bite. And then you'll really know. Next question.
Когато това се прави без да се тренира тялото и се стига до
лудост и това човек просто не е готов да поеме тази сила. Примерно има учение, например йога, което дава и медитиране, и пеене на мантри, също така и трениране на тялото, за да може той да бъде готов да поеме цялата енергия, която ще влезе в него сила.
She's speaking about a method by which we are not only chanting mantras which will open our mind, but also we are meditating, we are sustaining the body and some doing like some combined work.
So what's the question?
Isn't it dangerous to chant mantras only without proper training of the body?
No, we have a whole training program. Mantra is just one of 9 different aspects. But we're bringing mantra because that's the introduction. That's the entry point. Mantra will get you through the door. And then you have to be trained how to function in the transcendental existence. There's 9 different steps. It is called Nava Vidha Bhakti, the nine different processes of self-realization. The first thing is you hear the mantra from the mouth of the spiritual master. That's the first step. Second step is you chant the mantra. And then you meditate on the Lord. Then you worship the Lord. You engage in doing service. There's a complete program described in the Bhagavad Gita. You can read this Bhagavad Gita as it is by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And that will give all details of how to do this, the system. It is summarized in the 9th chapter, verse number 27. Yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjahosi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat karushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that as an offering unto me, O son of Kunti. So the idea is you learn how to completely transcendentalize everything that you're doing 24 hours a day. Whether you're a student, whether you're a professor, whether you're a housewife, whether you're a politician, whether you're an airline pilot, whether you're a rock and roll star, whether you're a soccer player, whatever your occupation is, whatever your activities are of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending yourself, one learns from the spiritual master how to transcendentalize all of these activities. So that you are living in a pure meditative state 24 hours a day. You will enter into a meditative state and you will always remain in that state. Just like right now as I'm giving this lecture, I am in a pure state of meditation right now. I may appear to be an ordinary lecturer here at the university, but actually I am in a state of deep meditation right now. Next question.
Наставі до медитації. І Някои са с, дали, напевни, с открита мантра, други са с секретни мантри, които само индивида ги знае и я пази за себе си. Ефекта от всички толкова различни мантри и медитации е еднакъв ли е? Какъв е крайният резултат? Защото те са много, мисля, че са над 144.
She's saying that there are more than 100 ways of meditation. Some are deep meditation, others are chanting mantras. So
right.
She's asking, is the effect of all this meditation the same?
The real goal, according to Patanjali, who is the author of the Yoga Sutras, the actual purpose of meditation is to fix the mind on Lord Vishnu. Or God. Nowadays, many people think well, meditation means you just make your mind blank. But you know what they end up doing? They're sitting there thinking, I have to make my mind blank. 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 That's not blank. Your mind is full of the thought that I have to make my mind blank. So the point is, you can't really blank your mind out. The mind is active by nature. So therefore you acquire a something transcendental that you can absorb your mind is with your mind in, which is beyond this material existence. This is known as the perfection of meditation. So that's what we are teaching you.
She says that technology is very different. The technology is very different.
What technology?
She means that the techniques used in the meditation are different.
Well, there's a, in Sanskrit language, there's a very nice saying. Palena parichyate. A thing is judged by its result. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. The proof of the pudding, when you eat a pudding, the proof of it, proof. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. In other words, the easiest way to know what the most effective technique is you try them and see what works the best.
Най-добрият начин да разбереш коя е най-добрата техника е да я опиташ и да разбереш как действа.
Next, you have. Question?
Да. Всички хора, които сме се събрали да разберем нещо за тази екзотична, защото много хора не разбират за какво става дума и си представяме като една екзотична страна, която е супер древна и много отговори е избрал за живота. Идеята е, че ние българите и въобще хората ми ни гледат в оградата на другия човек, в другата култура и такова не забелязват. Примерно, не знам дали сте запознати с едно наше учение, което всъщност то не е наше, то е дадено просто отгоре. И много българи го споделиха. И така нататък, в смисъл, хиляди са молитвите. Жената каза, пита за от това какъв ефект, от другия какъв ефект. Искате да преведете общо взето.
So he's saying that when we are speak like this, okay, when we are trying to see the other person's courtyard, which means that we are trying to use other culture, like we are getting the Indian culture, he said. So, and we also have our own Bulgarian, like, spiritual movement that we have, we just have forgotten, and we are concentrating on other cultures.
So
he's saying that the happiness is presented in different ways. The happiness.
As long as we are thinking Bulgarian, American, Indian, etc., we are not on a liberated platform.
And that's why many people will now go to their homes. And probably they will be inspired.
Но най-важното е, когато прочитат подобна книга с такива истини за живота.
But the most important thing when they read this kind of book with this truth of life in it.
Да прилагат всичко това.
To apply everything said here.
Действително.
Yes, book is very important. Therefore, we recommend everyone should read Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Това е препоръчваме всеки от вас да чете Bhagavad Gita така както е.
And write that down, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Find out that book at your bookstore. Or anyone here knows where Bhagavad Gita as it is can be obtained? We have some here actually. Somebody, we have a book here. Yes. We have a few copies if anybody wants to get tonight, to take it home, because it's your point is good, because you'll hear so many things, you go home. This way you can actually read the book and try it out, see how this works.
Тази наука и религия поставя за достъп на жените.
How will you explain this this science is imposing over the women's taking certain posts?
На високи нива.
Certain like
transition
high levels.
Yes. This is called bodily consciousness. We have this false idea that I'm a man or I'm a woman. And there's so much exploitation that goes on based on this false conception. But the real being is actually within.
Но действително живото същество е вътре.
Just like now I'm wearing this chadar.
Например, в момента аз си нося този шал.
But I can take off this chadar also. But I still exist.
Но съществувам, продължавам да съществувам въпреки всичко.
So I'm wearing a male body right now.
И сега в момента си имам мъжко тяло.
And even if I take off this male body and in my next birth I take birth as a woman.
И дори следващия
I'm still the same person. I'm just wearing a different kind of chadar, that's all. So I'm not either a man or a woman. I'm a spiritual being, and according to karma, I take different bodies, male bodies sometimes, female bodies sometimes. So if in the society we can recognize that we're all the same, we're all spiritual beings.
И в това общество ние всички признаваме, че сме всички ние същи, ние сме духовни същества.
Then it'll put a stop to all this exploitation based on gender.
И така ще приключи с тази цялата експлоатация, която се основава на пол и различия.
So that's why I'm advocating this spiritual consciousness.
Затова аз говоря за духовно съзнание.
Because it will automatically solve all the problems of the human society. Gender problems, economic problems, political problems, medical problems, economic problems, all problems solved.
And why are not women allowed to be spiritual masters?
Oh, you don't allow them to be spiritual masters? We allow them to be spiritual masters. You do not allow them here in Bulgaria to be spiritual masters? Some law against it in Bulgaria? In America, they're allowed to be spiritual masters.
In the books, it is said so.
Which book is that? We don't have any book that says that. In our book, it says that just as a man or a woman can be a college professor, similarly, a man or a woman can be a spiritual master. It is simply based on qualifications. It's not that someone can say, well, I'm a woman, so you have to make me a spiritual master. Or I'm a man, so you have to make me a spiritual master. Gender is neither a qualification nor a disqualification for being a spiritual master. To actually be a spiritual master is not a post. But somebody can award you with. It's a matter of enlightened consciousness which is awakened within your heart.
We have
great women spiritual masters in our tradition. Janava Mata is one of them. So the spiritual master is not someone who is appointed by some body. Anyone who has the divine consciousness fully enlightened within them is automatically the spiritual master of the whole universe. It can even be a small child. Doesn't matter. Next question.
Why the human being has been deprived of this initially of this spiritual truth?
Yes. Well, we all originally had it. We were in God's kingdom and we all had it. But free will always exists. One can choose to love God or to leave God. It's very rare that someone would want to leave. Because living in God's kingdom as a fully enlightened being is definitely a better deal. But just like the mother will tell the children, do not stick your hand in the fire or you'll get burned. Sometimes one very naughty, curious child will disobey the mother. He will stick his hand in the fire. And he will get burned. So sometimes in God's kingdom, a living being who becomes a little naughty and overly curious will think, why should I serve God? Why not I be God myself? You see? So then they come into this world of illusion. They come to one place where they can try to be God and try to compete with all the other people who are trying to be God. You know what the name of that place is? Sofia, Bulgaria. Well, it's true in my town too. I'm not picking on you. Is there any lights? Turn the lights on.
All that you said is like
No, it's real.
Yeah.
Не, това е истинско.
Yeah, it's real,
real. It's real. It's not simply metaphor. No, this is this lecture a metaphor? It's real. So what I'm telling you is just as real. It's even more real than this lecture. Okay. Next question. Anyone in the back that hasn't asked a question yet? Okay, this gentleman here.
Ние говорим през цялото време за нещо като
религия.
Not really. Yeah. We're talking about something higher than religion here.
Не, не точно. Ние говорим
за нещо по-висше от религия. What is the higher
thing you're talking about?
See, religion is, well, it depends on how you look at the word religion. If you look at it in a sectarian sense or a philosophical sense. See, that the word can be used in two different ways. I have to know how you're using it.
Oh,
okay. In a Vedic point of view. Yeah. In Vedic viewpoint, okay. Okay. In Vedic point of view, there's religion is one. Religion, just like in, of course, the actual word in Sanskrit is dharma. In Latin, religion comes, the English word religion, I don't know what it is in Bulgarian, but it comes from the Latin word religio. Which means to relink. So the real meaning of religion is to relink the individual consciousness with the supreme consciousness. Has nothing to do with whether you're a Hindu, a Christian, a Jew, or whatever. Every one of us is part and parcel of the supreme consciousness. Just like you are conscious of the pains and pleasures of your body. That's why you're rubbing your forehead now. See, I don't feel that itch in my forehead. So your consciousness is spread throughout your body. And my consciousness is spread throughout my body. But there is a super consciousness who is conscious of my itch and your itch also. So for the individual consciousness dovetails with that supreme consciousness. That is the real meaning of religion.
He's speaking about the distorting of this. The removal of the knowledge from the religion.
Religion without knowledge is not true religion, it's religiosity. If someone has no knowledge of God, then they are an illusion. They may present themselves as a religious person. But if they do not actually know God, if they do not actually know that absolute truth, then what they are doing has no practical value. Questions, Mark?
He's asking about the Brahmanas. Are there religious servants?
Brahmanas. In the original, of course, nowadays it's completely just lost in India. But in the Vedic times, which we're talking 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, the Brahmins were highly enlightened spiritual masters.
who had perfected the art of dovetailing the individual consciousness with the supreme consciousness. They were the actual leaders of the Vedic culture. The government was done by monarchs, by kings. But the monarch, he would manage his kingdom under the guidance of his guru, who was a Brahmin. So in this way, the whole government went on in a very enlightened way under the guidance of the Brahmins. And everyone was peaceful and happy. So we want to revive that here in the modern day world. We want to bring back brahminical culture so the entire planet can become peaceful and happy. We want to, anyone who would like to be trained how to become a Brahmin. We have a limited supply of books here. And at the end of the program, if you'd like to get one, you'll get a personal autograph from me. Along with a personal blessing just for you. But we only have a limited supply. It's first come, first serve. Next question.
Къде всъщност е от гледна точка на това изобщо дали може да се говори за някакъв предел на изобщо духовния аспект на пътя, който ние вървим през нашия живот. Има ли къде е крайна, каква е крайната цел на цялото духовно развитие, т.е. коя е висшата цел, кой е.
What is the ultimate goal? What is the ultimate way of this path of self-realization that we are going to? The ultimate goal.
The ultimate goal of self-realization is to realize who you are and who is the Supreme Self. You need to know who you are.
So he's asking, once you reach this ultimate goal, what will happen then?
Once you reach the ultimate goal, you will enter into timelessness. You will attain a state of immortality or deathlessness, in which you will realize your eternal existence beyond your material body. Even while functioning within this world in your normal, ordinary duties, you will realize who you are eternally beyond this temporary body. And you will be so blissful you couldn't believe that so much happiness could ever be tasted here in this material world. You'll have access to unlimited knowledge, unlimited happiness, unlimited love, and unlimited abundance. And all you have to do is chant. To get it started. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It doesn't matter now the relationship, but he's a Buddhist actually.
And once we
chant to the I think it was called the Lotus Sutra. It was something like.
Ты веднъж ни поспял по Бисмарта. Лотус Сутра. Поспял ли
по Бисмарта?
А, Бисмарта поспял ли мантра от Лотус Сутра?
Something like mantra.
Нещо като мантра.
Something like Miyoko Renge Kyo.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. This mantra, I was taught that mantra back in 1969. They chant that mantra for material things. But if we chant for material things, we won't achieve full benefit of mantra. As long as I'm desiring something within this material world, then I remain attached to this material world. This material world, by its very nature, is a world of suffering. We suffer birth, death, old age, and disease. If you want the full benefit of mantra, then you should chant to get liberated from this material world. You shouldn't chant to get money, to get power, to get fame. Do not chant mantra for this purpose. Chant mantra to pure your heart of all material desires. To awaken pure love for God within your heart. For that purpose, the Hare Krishna mantra is the ideal mantra. And there are other nice prayers as well, but this, we don't say it's the only mantra, but I met the followers of that mantra you mentioned. And they tell me this mantra is for like when you want to get a new car or something like that.
Is
it some kind of low standard, low level mantra?
Yeah, not very high level. That's right.
I feel this mantra this way. Actually, when I chanted this mantra for the first time, I felt that not a spiritual relief or spiritual growth.
It did?
He chanted it, but he said
he didn't feel it.
He didn't
feel it wasn't. You're an intelligent man. You're an intelligent man. Next question. Is anybody else? I'll recognize you, but I want to give others a chance too. If anyone else, because you're easy to see here. Anybody in the back who didn't? All right, isn't it?
Apart from your movement.
Yes, actually, it is not a matter of this movement or that movement. You cannot institutionalize enlightenment. There are enlightened people in our movement, and there are unenlightened people also in our movement. Simply joining a movement does not make you automatically an enlightened being. We recognize an enlightened person not by what movement they belong to. But if they have fully awakened that divine consciousness within, then we recognize them. That is the criterion.
His question is in relationship with the last person.
The last question
бих искал да кажа
нещо, което...
Значи, че е хубаво да кажете на хората...
Please, it will be very nice if you tell the people.
Да не четат единствено едно учение.
Not to read only one scripture, only one teaching.
Защото понякога не винаги индивидуалността допринадат смисъл. Не винаги индивидуалността е сходна с определеното учение.
It's not always that the individuality is compatible with this actual teaching.
Truth is one.
Истината е една.
That's a fact. What is true is true, and what is untrue is untrue.
Това, което е вярно, е вярно, това, което е невярно, не е вярно.
So we encourage people to read, to chant, whatever will bring them to the truth. We cannot encourage people to chant or read that which will keep them in a state of untruth. It's not that every piece of literature on this planet will bring them to the truth.
Всяко нещо, което четат на тази планета, ще ги доведе до абсолютната истина.
Most of the literature which sits in the bookstores nowadays will actually keep them in a state of untruth.
Много от литературата в момента, която се предлага, ще ги държи в състояние на неистина.
We don't say that the truth is only found in our books. We never say that.
Ние никога не сме казали, че истината единствено е присъства в нашите книги.
But we do say the truth is found in these Vedic literatures. Just like there are many dictionaries and they all contain the truth. There's a pocket dictionary you can put in your shirt pocket. There's a collegiate dictionary you can put on your desk at home. And the unabridged dictionary in your library. They are all giving the truth. But one goes into more detail. That's all. So there are many books of truth in the world. But if you go to the unabridged dictionary, everything is there in full detail. The Vedas are the unabridged dictionary. Go ahead.
So he wants to add something now.
You are
talking about happiness.
Yes.
Many times our false ego push us to some wrong directions in our life. Our false ego pushes wrongly.
Yes, yes.
Преди малко споменахте, че всеки, който успее да се добре до книга, ще му дадете по град.
You also mentioned that everyone of us who wants to get a book will get also an autograph from.
Автографът е проявление на негото.
The autograph is just another way of manifestation of your ego, I think.
What if I say that your statement is a manifestation of your ego? What do you say to that?
He says that he is very much influenced by his false ego.
I'll tell you exactly why I said it.
No, she
it has nothing to do with my ego. The fact is that these books contain the highest truth. And we'd like to see that people take them and get the advantage of them.
И ние просто учиме да гледаме, че хората ги взимат и се възползват от тях.
We have practical experience. A lot of people actually enjoy getting the autograph and it makes them more inclined to get the book. That's all.
Ние просто сме установили, че хората, като си имат автограф, са по настроени да прочитат книгата.
Has nothing to do with my ego. I consider myself to be lower than the dog of the stool. Okay?
Listen,
I consider myself to be lower than dog stool.
Okay?
Not a question of ego.
Задавам въпрос пред аудиторията, защото ми се сърдят, защото ми работи его. Но и че няма съм такова.
There are symptoms of which he's manifesting the symptom that his ego is working, his heart is beating and his breathing is... I don't want, he doesn't want, if you take this wrong with his words.
Но представляват съществуват духовни болести, когато...
The best way to learn is actually to ask questions instead of taking the role of wanting to teach me something. If you actually want to advance, the best thing is to be in the mode of a student, not that you come here to teach me something. You're trying to take the role of teacher. But it's not going to help you to advance.
He's talking about this tool. The spiritual disease. Not knowing and the ignorance and the spiritual disease. This is what he's talking about.
Actually, this is. I'm opening it for questions. I'm not for somebody who wants to give their own lecture in philosophy. You can arrange to give your own lecture here. That's fine. But this forum is for people who want to inquire. If you want to give your own lecture, then you can book the room and give your own lecture here. That's fine. You can come tomorrow and do your own lecture. But I've come here to give a presentation and see if there's any questions to further explain what I've said. So, a question.
Защо не са слушали тези учители, сега разбирам защо. Просто когато има много добри учители, но лоши ученици, човешкото общество деградира, така ли?
She is saying that 5,000 years ago, when there was very nice teacher, although they were very nice teacher, the human society started to degrade. So now she understands why it is happening. Because she says, now the teachers, the disciples are not very obedient, not very good, and that's why we are degrading.
Okay, but that's fine, but if there's any questions, more? Any new questions? Anyone else who hasn't inquired yet? So what's the schedule, Stanu Prabhu? Where are you, Stanu? Stanu? What's the schedule? It's 20 till 8. What's the schedule? When do we end? When is the end of the program? Huh? At 8 o'clock, okay. We have a few more minutes for questions. Someone who hasn't inquired yet. They get recognized first. Anyone else? Yes.
You say that you want to re-establish the Brahmin culture, the
Vedic religion. In what relationship is it with Buddhism? Защото се знае, че 6 учения, това число е буддизма, в някаква степен са, доста голяма степен са отричали тази религия на Брахмани.
What is the relationship with Buddhism? Because it is
relationship
with the Vedic culture and the Buddhist culture, the Buddhism.
Buddhism. Yes.
And so because we know that many
Lord
teachers,
Buddha,
they were just engaging the
Lord Buddha. Buddha is predicted in the Vedas. In our, this ancient text, Srimad Bhagavatam, In this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, which was written 5,000 years ago, Lord Buddha's appearance was predicted. So Lord Buddha came over 1,000 years later after he was predicted in this book. It's actually a very detailed explanation how Buddhism relates to the Vedic culture. The pure Vedic culture existed 5,000 years ago in India. But then 5,000 years ago, when we entered the age of Kali, the Vedic culture became degraded. So the first step for the reinstatement of Vedic culture was the introduction of Buddhism. Lord Krishna incarnated in the form of Lord Buddha. To put a stop to animal killing. He taught the principle of ahimsa or non-violence. He taught the principle of karma. And if you cause another living being to suffer, then you must suffer as a reaction to that suffering. When the people understood that by the killing the cows and eating them, that they themselves would suffer in the future, they gave up cow killing. This was what Lord Buddha taught, ahimsa or non-violence. So then later on, other great teachers came and they gradually brought the pure Vedic culture back to India. So, one last question. Someone has been wanting to ask a question and didn't ask it yet. Okay.
You said that the most important element is the knowledge. Религията е познание.
The religion is knowledge.
Но според вас вярата или познанието е повече?
But which is more important according to you, the knowledge or the
ultimate position is love of God.
The faith or the knowledge, which is more important?
The ultimate position is to love God. But because we have so many doubts, knowledge is required to clear the way. The ultimate, it's called, in Sanskrit language, it is called bhakti or devotion. That is more important than knowledge. But because we have so much skepticism, knowledge is required to clear the way for bhakti or devotion. So we'd like to thank you all very much.
You're
so kindly. We have any books available? If you'd like to get a book here, if you think it's an egotistic thing, you will not get a signature. Thank you very much.
Извинявайте, искам да кажа само още две думи. Първо, благодаря на вниманието на всички, които присъстват тук. Шримад Бхагаватам започва с това, че един цар трябва да напусне този свят след 7 дни. И той започва да задава въпроси на мъдреците, на всичките тези мъдреци, които са събрали днес тук. Защото тук се събраха умни хора. Хора, които искат да разберат. Царят можел да продължи да живее и да царува дълги години. Но той трябва да напусне този свят след 7 дни. И той тези 7 дни ги използвал не за да царува и да се забавлява, а за да задава въпроси. Няма нищо лошо в това, че
някои от въпросите не намериха отговор.